You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Sunday morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com or join the conversation 508-871-7000. We're joined by a very special guest this morning, a national spokesman for John Kasich's campaign for President of the United States, Andrew Boucher. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Boucher.
Okay. Oh, we were going back and forth. Andrew Boucher, good morning. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Special shout out to Emily, who helped us book this interview with you. We're big fans of Emily here, and we miss her back in Massachusetts. So thanks for taking a couple minutes. John Kasich's campaign is very fascinating to us. My co-host, Terry Hendricks, plans to be a delegate at the Republican National Convention, and we wanted to have you come on and kind of talk about what your strategy is going to be for the delegate process. And my words, I would imagine the only reason Governor Kasich is staying in is hoping for a broker convention. What can you add to that?
Well, at this point, we know it's going to be an open convention. There's almost no chance of any candidate getting the 1237 majority going into Cleveland. And so we're preparing for Cleveland. We had teams out in seven states yesterday working to elect delegates who may be bound on the first ballot, but on the second ballot, they're going to be Kasich supporters. And we have some pretty good success out there. And you know, we've got a system now where delegates are bound by the results of the primary or caucus in their specific state, just like in Massachusetts. And that doesn't necessarily mean that on a second or third ballot, they're going to want to support the person to whom they're bound to. So we're trying to elect Kasich supporters as delegates, even if they might be bound to somebody else on the first ballot. And more importantly, at this point, it's starting conversations with every delegate the moment they get elected, starting a conversation with how we can, over the course of the convention, going through multiple ballots, making the case that John Kasich is the nominee who will beat Hillary Clinton in the fall. I mean, the purpose of a convention is to unite a party and pick someone who can win. And John Kasich's the best candidate to be able to do that.
Well, I know on my view, I believe that governors make the best presidents because of their experience of running a large government organization. And Ohio, I would say, is certainly a larger state than Montana and Wyoming and Oklahoma and Arkansas. But it's a large industrialized state. So I would think that the experience of being a governor of a state like Ohio would help a president. Obviously, they don't have a lot of foreign affairs experience, unless you talk about maybe trying to do something with Canada, but that's true of almost all the governors.
Well, I'll say John Kasich was in Congress, and for 18 years he served on the Armed Services Committee.
Yep.
And he had to cast some tough votes while he was there. But going back to your point about being a governor, I think that's absolutely right. And when John Kasich came into the governorship of Ohio, his predecessor had lost 350,000 jobs. Now they're up 400,000 jobs. He came in and he had an $8 billion deficit. Now they have a $2 billion surplus, and he did it without raising taxes, and he balanced the budget. So it is executive experience. It's also winning experience. Now, he's the only candidate, John Kasich's the only candidate that has won a tough race in a swing state, Ohio. Republicans need Ohio. They need Virginia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Colorado. They need those states if they want to take the presidency. You just have to look at an electoral map to know that that's true. John Kasich has won Ohio. He can win a general election in Virginia. He will win a general election in Virginia and North Carolina and Ohio and Colorado. And that's the path to the presidency.
So if I look at the upcoming primaries or caucuses coming up, which ones do you think Governor Kasich or Congressman Kasich, whichever, do you think he's going to win any of these coming up, any future?
No, we're looking at, right now we're working hard in New York. Governor Kasich's in New York. He's holding town hall meetings around New York, and he's running second in New York. It's really a two-person race in New York. And in New York, the way things work is they elect delegates by congressional district.
Right, it's proportional.
So there are some congressional districts that we're running strong in and will win delegates in. And then the map favors somebody with John Kasich's profile. We've got states like Maryland and Delaware. We've got the West Coast, which has not yet voted. So Washington, Oregon, California. Yes. California is a bunch of dozens of separate elections because they directly they vote by congressional district, and it's mm-hmm. winner take all. If you win a congressional district, you get three delegates out of that district. So we're looking at the map. We like the map moving forward. But the reality is no one is going to have enough delegates going into Cleveland.
Well, right now, Donald Trump needs to win 57% of the remaining delegates. So he's certainly in an okay shape. But if I look at, you know, Governor Kasich has 143 delegates today. And then he has to win seven more primaries or caucuses to even have a seat at the table, because under 40B, doesn't he have to win at least eight states or primaries?
Well, the thing to remember about 40B is it was a rule that was put in for 2012. It didn't exist before 2012. And the 2012 rules do not apply to the 2016 convention.
But they have haven't rescinded that rule, have they? It's still in the rule book.
No, but they haven't set the rules. Yeah, so each convention will set its own rules, and the rules committee will do that. So they basically start from a blank slate, and they use the previous convention's rules sort of as a template. But they write their own rules, and we're confident that the rules committee will write rules that allow for that plan for an open convention.
So,
and it's important to note that the Republican National Committee has made it clear that if you get 1237 delegates, you're the nominee, period.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if the votes come from the floor, that's going to carry the convention. So we're not too concerned about 40B. You know, we see it as an old rule, and we're waiting to see the new rules, and we know that the new rules will have an open convention in mind, which allows for the delegates to make the decision, not the rules committee.
So let's talk about that, because I think that's the fascinating piece. It's the night of the convention. We're assuming we go to a second ballot. What does the Kasich team do? What's the plan?
Sure. So one of the most important things is figuring out exactly who the delegates are. I mean, we look at the numbers on CNN and say, you know, this many are pledged or bound to Trump. Well, those people have names, they have faces. The delegates from Massachusetts will have names and faces, and they haven't been elected yet.
Right.
So we want to make sure that the delegates from Massachusetts are people who are thoughtful, who understand that they're going to an open convention. And in the best case scenario, they're willing and plan to support Governor Kasich on a second, third, fourth, or fifth ballot. Because we should, I do think we'll go pretty deep into the balloting process. And so once those delegates become unbound after the first ballot, 57% of the delegates will be unbound after the first ballot, and 80% will be unbound after two ballots. Once they become unbound, we want to be able to work with them, make the case to them, and really, you know, this is about persuasion, it's about making your case, and about being the best candidate.
Well, the polls indicate that John Kasich is the clear front runner that can beat Hillary Clinton from the Republican side. Let's talk a little bit about that and why that is.
Well, he has a track record of governance. He is a conservative and a proven conservative, but he also understands that, you know, this is a large, diverse country, and you need to be able to talk to people from across the political divide, make the case for why your policy positions matter to them, and to be able to bring them into the fold. And I'll tell you, this isn't just about the White House. You know, if we screw up the top of the ticket and we nominate someone who can't win in November, we will lose the Senate, because senators from swing states will lose. We may lose the House, and down ballot, in places like Worcester and, you know, central Massachusetts and down the Cape, everywhere, we are going to lose local elected officials who get caught up in a tsunami of people who are out there to vote against an unelectable Republican nominee. It is essential that we nominate somebody who can run nationally. Otherwise, we'll get cleaned out at the state legislative level.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, to make it even worse, whoever the next president may have the opportunity, in fact, probably will have the opportunity to nominate three or four Supreme Court justices. So depending on how it all goes, there could be a 7 liberal versus 2 conservative Supreme Court justices.
Right. Imagine we get the nomination wrong and we nominate one of the other two guys who, frankly, will have a very hard time in a general election. They lose the White House and they lose the Senate. And that is a very distinct possibility. We lose the White House and the Senate because the Senate is up for grabs this year. Not only will they be able to, the new president will be able to nominate whoever they want, they'll be able to confirm whoever they want. And that will be a nightmare scenario for this country because the Supreme Court will go overwhelmingly liberal.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to go over. And to your point, I mean, the name of this program, All Politics is Local, this could have a devastating effect up and down the tickets. And I don't think people are paying attention to that. So thank you for bringing that up. Scary times. What is what's the game plan after New York for Governor Kasich?
Well, there's a bunch of states that are voting on the 26th. I mentioned Maryland and Delaware.
Pennsylvania's coming
Rhode
up.
Rhode Island and Connecticut still get to vote. We're going to be running strong in them. But we have teams all over the country right now. As I said yesterday, in 7 states, this next weekend, we'll probably be in a dozen or more states working to elect the delegates. And frankly, in Massachusetts, in a few weeks, we'll have teams on the ground. And we already do have teams on the ground in the 9 congressional districts to make sure that we elect place of delegates from the 9 congressional districts. Who are understand that they're going to an open convention and their vote at the convention is going to matter. And we're hoping that Kasich supporters get elected delegate from Massachusetts.
We've got about 1 minute left with Andrew Boucher from John Kasich's national spokesman campaign for John Kasich. Andrew, give us your 30-second elevator speech of why John Kasich should be the next president of the United States.
John Kasich has a proven track record of success. He's got national security experience from the Armed Services Committee in the House. He wrote the only balanced budget of our generation while he was the chair of the House Budget Committee. And he has a successful record of governance in Ohio, where he created jobs, balanced the budget without raising taxes. And most importantly, at this point in the race, he will beat Hillary Clinton in November. He's up by 10 points on her in most polls. He will win in a rout, and he will have long coattails in the Senate, the House, and in state elections.
There you go. Hey, Andrew, thank you for taking a couple minutes to join us here on All Politics is Local. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.